Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? I'm Harold. I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow. Also, tell myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. So for today's topic, it's going to be about want versus needs. So let's talk about it. So today, we'll be discussing wants versus needs. Question is, what do you really, really want? See, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to help. I want to inspire. I want to motivate. Now, what I need to do to help that is what I'm doing right now. Getting that inspiration out there for people to hear it. I need to stay motivated, stay focused on my goal and my task, and stay committed. Persevere through it all. Be consistent. And make sure I always stay focused. That's what I need to do what I want. So, let's go into it and talk about the difference between wants versus need. I got our handy dandy note box. So let's see what it has in store for us today, shall we? So first, want. You see, a want is a desire to possess something you don't have or to do something you would like to do. A need is requiring something because it is essential or it's a necessity. So as I discussed before, I want to help people by inspiring them. What I need to do is be consistent and also read, learn, grow in myself so I can help others as well. Because as a leader, and all of us the leaders, all of us, you, yes, especially you, the one that is thinking like, he must not be talking to me because who am I leading? You're leading, bro. Or whoever it is. You never know who's watching. Somebody's always watching you. It's our job, our responsibility, actually, to lead them in the right direction. And as a leader, you have to grow in order to help other people grow. So I can't be out here spurting all these information and all this ideas and knowledge and blase, blase, if I don't even know it myself, if I'm not actually putting that into use and implementing it throughout my day. So, I have to do my part. I need to learn to grow so that way I can help other people grow as well. So there's an article that I was reading by Dr. Koa Lee Nugent. And they discussed the difference between want versus needs. The article is called Unleashing Your Inner Abundance. And I'll be sure to have a link in the description below if you want to look at it further. And they go to say that the needs are basic survival, security, and our health. That's the three major needs. So Maslow's hierarchy of needs is something they looked at and referenced by Abraham Maslow. And it's the theory of human motivation. So there's five pinpoints that they feel are critical needs. That's physiological, safety, love and belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. Maslow's theory is to remind us that our basic needs should ideally be met before we pursue our wants. It reinforces the importance of balance. So, for example, we can use this for example because this is very true for me. So, for example, I wanted a new car. I was at a stop sign and the car, I was going to a basketball game and I was about to play, I was about to go in, you know. I feel like I was about to go in, you really. But I was ready, man, about 10 minutes out from the thing. I'm stopping at this stop sign. And next thing you know, I'm looking at this car and the car turns. See, you got the lane right here. I'm on a straight lane and it goes across. So they was coming this way. Next thing you know, They turned, right? I don't know what happened, but they turned so close to my car. They literally scraped and ran. They didn't just scrape my car. They ran into my car and then kept going. I looked back. I was like, bro, are you serious right now? Like, I had to pull into the gas station. Thankfully, there was a gas station right beside me. So I had to pull in the gas station, call to get it towed and all that. And it was raining. So I missed the game and it was raining. I mean, sadly, they ended up leaving and not staying so we can get insurance and all that. But, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. So I decided, hey, I need a new car now. Because I did. My car was totaled. Like, if I want something, I'm going to try my best to do it or get to it. I'm going to do my best. So, and that kind of has a tendency to have some consequences that come with it. You feel me? So, because sometimes I can be quick to act and I don't really think as much as I should. At least that's how I was beforehand. Now I think a lot more before. Thanks to the wife. Shout out to the wife because she's more of the organizational one. She'd be like, hey, Rick, I know you got a lot of ideas and thoughts and visions, but let's reel it in. Reel it in some, okay? She's more the ideally person when it comes to that. But I'm more of the, oh, let's get it. I'm in there. I want that. So let's get it. So financial-wise, that kind of took a toll on me because I wasn't in a financial state to even get a new car. I wasn't saving up or nothing. And I said, you know what, I'll get me a car. And not only did I get me a car, I wanted to look nice and clean in my new car, you feel me? So your boy got a Charger at that. At first it was a V8. And hey, look, mistakes were made. I got a V8. I was driving it for a good little minute, for about a month or two. And then the dealership called me and said, you want to trade in your Charger for a different Charger? They got me with the okey-doke right there. And so I ended up getting it. I ended up getting a V6 this time instead. Little did I know that came with negative equity. And, you know, that you do not want. Don't trade in vehicles if you don't have the money for it. You feel me? So, with that being said, I'm going to use that example throughout so that way you can understand a little better what I mean. All right, so the scripture for today is Matthew 6:33. But first seek the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, I know for a fact, God was probably like, come on, bro. You know good and well I ain't told you to get that car. But, you know, I'll be so quick to do things, and that's something I've learned this year. I need to slow down. Like, even I wrote in my notebook, I wrote, be still, slow down, listen. Because I be so quick to do things. You know, that ADHD be kicking in my mind and be going places and places. And I got to chill sometimes, you know. I got to relax and listen to what I feel God is telling me to do. Because he'll tell you. It's up to you, though, to listen. Because a lot of us, we're so quick-paced and we get access to everything nowadays. Like this, it's instant. Instant gratification, and that can be a problem. That can be a big problem. Trust me, I know. So you got to be mindful about how quick you are to do things. A lot of us, we are quick to do things, and a lot of us are slow and we're methodical, and we like to make sure everything's right. And that can also be a hindrance because you don't take that next step until you know everything. So you got to kind of, it's a fine line. You got to meet in the middle, you know. So to help out with helping us understand the best ways to go about not being quick to do things and actually understanding the wants, what's really not necessary at the moment from the needs. We got to be able to bridge the gap to bring that together because I'll give you some more examples. So like with school, I wanted to make the basketball team. I wanted to be in the NBA. I wanted to. What I needed to do first off, would be better. Because, hey, them boys in there was playing. I said, guys, Lee, I thought I was nice, but y'all on a whole nother level. So what I needed to do is work harder on my skill level-wise and practice more. That's what I needed to do. And then I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to have all the fame and the money. What I needed to do was figure out what I really wanted to rap about instead of caring about what other people think I should rap about. And now that I know that more, I'm more so conscious of what it is I want to put out. So it takes time now because I actually want to put out the right stuff. And now with this podcast, I want to help people. So what I'm needing to do is put the effort towards you, like I said earlier from the jump. I'm doing what I need to do at this moment so I can do what I want to do in the future. So this is something that I feel like could help us understand it a little better. I call this the 4-step process. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Are you having trouble telling the difference between your wants versus your needs? Be sure to subscribe to this channel so we can bridge the gap. Find out what you really need to get what you really want.
So the first step in this 4-step process is to take inventory. Take inventory of your life, okay? Look at your life and account for what you do have. And then assess what are your wants. So like I said, I'm gonna use my car thing for the example. So me taking inventory about my car would be like, well, I do have one vehicle. The wife have a vehicle, so we can drive her car to get to work. But you know, I hate having to wait for somebody else to pick you up or drop you off. You feel me? I know you know what I mean. If you've been there, having to get dropped off and waiting for somebody to pick you up from work or wherever you at, not to move. So I said, nah, forget that. But nah, I really could have did that until I actually got some funds up. And then assessing what I really want. I wanted a new car. Like I wanted a car. It didn't have to be new. It was actually a used car. But I wanted it so quickly. And that's what I should have assessed first. Like, why do you really want this? You know? So first one, take inventory. Second, avoid temptation. Now, this could be used in various situations. It's very general. So whatever it is that you're trying to balance out with the wants and needs, apply it to that, because this can be for everything. So just because it looks good doesn't mean it is. All right, let me say that again. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it is. All right? Get more information on it so you won't be doing things without thinking clearly first. You want to have a clear thought process when it comes to actually doing things, especially if things that can impact your financial stuff, your life, other people. You got to be mindful about the actions you take because it can have a lot of consequences. Just because something looks good doesn't mean it is. Just because somebody else got it don't mean it's all that. Just because they look good in it don't mean you're going to look good in it. Just saying. You feel me? So be mindful that just because it looks good, it isn't always good. The third step. The who, what, when, and why. So, who? Is it for you or is it for somebody else? Like, be real with yourself. Are you doing this for you or are you doing this to impress other people? You gotta be able to tell that. You know, self-actualization, like, be mindful about that stuff. What do you get out of it? How does it benefit you at the end of the day? What do you get out of that? When? What's the time frame? You got to realize the time frame for it, and you got to be realistic as well. So you can use the SMART method. I know you know what that means. Probably you heard it multiple times, I'm pretty sure. Specific, measurable, attainable, reachable, and timable. Make sure I got that right, though. I'm pretty sure that's what SMART stand for. But just in case, be sure to check after I said that. I don't want to steer you wrong. So make sure that's what it was. But yeah, the SMART goal. Look it up, and that helps with a lot of things, you know. I use that a lot more now than I did before. So check that out. Smart method. And the why. Always come back to the why. Always. The why is most important, man. You want to know why you're doing something. Because if you don't know why you're doing it, you're not going to be consistent in it. Because it's not motivating you to keep doing it. You need to know your why. Always ask yourself why. Like for me, why I wanted another car? Because my car was total. I needed that. Now, who did I get the car for? I ain't gonna lie. I got it to impress people. I got it to impress others. Because the Charger looked nice. I was looking clean in it too, don't get me wrong. But I didn't have the funds for that at the moment. You know? So when the time frame was too quick, I didn't take long to get that other car. I should have waited a little longer. So it's good to put those in your mindset when it comes to doing things, going further. Who, what, when, why? Who, what, when, why? The fourth factor and the last factor of the four-step process. Factor in the pros and the cons. Make a list and check it twice, because the outcome will either be naughty or nice. It's going to be either naughty or nice. Mine was naughty. And by naughty, I mean it wasn't good. You feel me? It wasn't the best outcome that could have actually happened. You know? So make sure you weigh the possible outcomes before you take a step towards anything. Always weigh the outcomes first. So that way you won't be too surprised when something happens. You'll be like, okay, you know what? I actually thought about that beforehand. I actually realized that even though I don't have a car, if I decided to get this car, I don't have the funds for this car. So it could impact me negatively financial-wise. But I didn't think like that back then. All I cared about was getting the car, looking cool, looking fly, you know. Driving myself around, not depending on other people to drive me. That's all I cared about. But now looking back at that, I'm like, man, it would have been smart to use the smart method. You feel me? Yeah, man. So just be mindful about the things you do. I mean, we all make mistakes. We all make choices and decisions that may not go the way we expected it. And that's okay. Just make sure you do everything that you can in your power to make sure it doesn't happen. So that way you can at least say, I did all I could on my end to prevent this from going this way. So the four-step process, as we went over, first, take inventory. Look back over your life and see when it should be there and when it shouldn't be there. Avoid temptation. Just because it looked good doesn't mean it's good. All right. Three, who, what, when, and the why. Those are important. Keep those in mind. If anything that you don't take away from this, keep the who, what, when, and why in mind. And four, factor in the pros and the cons. Always want to know your pros and the cons. See which one outweighs the other. I try not to take up too much of y'all time because I value each person that's listening to this or watching this. And your time is valuable to me because you are valuable. So never forget, don't waste your time on things that's not meant to be wasted on. Do the best that you can do for yourself and others as well. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all can join me the next time on a Real Authentic Growth podcast. I really hope you got something from this that you can take back with you and implement in your daily life. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so you won't miss an episode. And be sure to share to others that could also benefit from watching this. Because we're not meant to do life alone. So let's do it all together. I pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, hey, I'm out.
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.